This is Harold Ogle of the JCP Program Management Office with an overview of the JSR maintenance process for spec leads. As a spec lead, you know that when a JSR posts its final release of the specification, as well as the RI and the TCK, the JSR is listed as final, the expert group is disbanded, and you give yourself a pat on the back for a job well done. Then, when you want to revise the technology, you can submit a new JSR, or if you feel the changes are minor, you can update the spec through the maintenance process. Here's how that maintenance process works. After your JSR is finished, you will have appointed someone to act as the maintenance lead. It's usually you. As the maintenance lead, you'll still receive feedback from the community on your final spec, bug reports, things that have been left out of the spec, areas that are imprecise, maybe even some typographical errors. As the maintenance lead, you gather this feedback, collate it, and maintain it in a list of proposed changes. When you think that this list is ready for public consumption, you then supply it to the JCP Program Management Office. When you do so, you also provide the JSR number, the email address to which comments on the change log should be sent, and the desired length of the review. Within 2 business days, the list of changes is added to the change log for your JSR on jcp.org in the section labeled Proposed Changes. The review is announced to the community and the changes are approved at the end of the review unless the executive committee holds a ballot to exclude any of the proposed changes from approval. Once the maintenance review completes successfully, the list of changes is moved from proposed to approved. The maintenance lead can then submit an updated final release, also called a maintenance release, or can post a new list of proposed changes for another maintenance review. To post a maintenance release, the maintenance lead must submit all the required materials to the PMO as outlined in the Spec Lead Guide online. The PMO then takes these and posts the release within 10 business days of receiving all the materials. That, in a nutshell, was an overview of the maintenance process. There are a number of edge cases which I will address now. Updating your changelog. You may also update your changelog without starting a maintenance review. Just let us know when you submit the change that you wish to add to or replace the existing list of proposed changes without starting a review at that time. The changes should appear within 2 business days. You may also update your changelog during a maintenance review, up until the last week of the review. The changelog is frozen and cannot be changed during that last week of maintenance review. To make such an update during the review, just send the revised list of changes to the PMO, letting us know that you intend to add to or replace the changes that are already there. You can add changes, remove changes, change changes, or any combination of the three. Note that if you need to post new changes to your maintenance review in the final week before the review would be finished, you may, but it will extend the length of the review to the next increment from 30 days to 45 days, 45 days to 60 days, and 60 days to 90 days. You cannot extend a review beyond 90 days. If you're approaching the end of a 90-day review and you still have more changes to make, your only option is to hold a second maintenance review. Just to reiterate the length of the review period. Your desired length of a maintenance review can be 30, 45, 60, or 90 days. This is then extended to allow for the possibility of an item exception ballot. All ballots start on Tuesdays and end on Mondays, unless that Monday is a holiday. So in that way, you could end up with, say, a 33-day maintenance review. A note about the format of the maintenance review submission. It is important that you submit only the list of changes, not a table of proposed, accepted, and deferred changes. Such a table would unnecessarily duplicate the change log, which is already on jcp.org for your JSR. And it means more work for you if the changes are approved. If you simply provide the list of changes, They will move from proposed in the changelog to either accepted or deferred as appropriate at the end of the maintenance review without your having to edit the file again. You cannot alter approved changes except by going through another maintenance review. If you submit an updated list of changes after going through maintenance review, it will be posted in the proposed changes section of your changelog on the assumption that you are preparing for the next maintenance review. A note about posting an updated spec for maintenance review. Maintenance leads may also post an updated version of the final spec, which illustrates the proposed changes for a maintenance review. You may do this, but you will have to provide an evaluation license for the draft spec, and the posting will happen within 10 business days of the PMO receiving all the required materials. Item exception ballots. During the maintenance review, the executive committee will also be reviewing your change log. If any EC member feels that a proposed change is inappropriate, undesirable, or too major a change to make in the maintenance process, that EC rep will request to put that proposed change on an item exception ballot. Such an item exception ballot is held during the last week of the review. All proposed changes are automatically approved at the end of maintenance review unless the EC votes to defer a given item or items. If an item is deferred, it cannot be incorporated into a maintenance release. The only way for such a change to find its way into the spec is to go through a whole new JSR for that specification. A final note on maintenance releases. Maintenance releases can only happen after the applicable maintenance review has closed. In addition, a maintenance release can only incorporate changes that completed a maintenance review and were approved. This means that changes that you make to the spec after a maintenance review has closed cannot be included in a maintenance release until you hold another maintenance review for those changes. Thank you for your attention. If you still have questions about the maintenance process, please contact the PMO or me directly.